Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If the paper read tomorrow, Evers seeks third term, what would your reaction be? 855-752-4842. Just your gut reaction to that. Rebecca from Madison texting in on the WMDX line said, Governor Evers has been a solid and centrist governor, but two terms is plenty. And that is such an important point. Tony Evers is actually a centrist. The entire political spectrum has kind of, there's, I would say, way more sort of distance on the extreme right, and density on the extreme right, that it makes centrists seem left. And that is a hard thing to do. I think most chief executives that are elected may have been partisan powerhouses if they came out of legislatures or they were activists or organizers. And then you get into the big chair and you realize, holy cow, I've got to bring a lot of people together to get this governing work done. It's much harder than it looks. I have seen some of that sausage get made, and it is challenging. So what do you think? 855-752-4842. Tomorrow's headline was Evers seeks third term. What would your reaction be? Dan from Wausau has this to say. Evers can clearly do the job, but he's just aged out perception-wise. And while I wish it weren't true, perception is everything. The biggest reason Biden had to step aside was because of perception. It's the biggest reason Trump won, and Evers now needs to step aside. Cam from Appleton throwing his weight behind me and Matt Rothschild for a governor's run. And Cam says to Matt, in debates, Matt, you just have to use slam poetry to respond to your opponent, which I would love to see and would certainly buy a ticket for myself. Folks, I got my guest co-host with me, Matt Rothschild. This to me is not unrelated to the Elon Musk. I'm creating a new political party. I think part of what you and I are talking about indirectly is dissatisfaction of people with limited choices. And then we get into these ideas of ranked choice voting, fusion voting, where folks aren't limited to vote for the party with which they registered in primaries. Do you see also a bigger picture here, really, Matt, when it comes to this very micro question of should Governor Tony Evers seek a third term?
Yeah, I mean, the larger questions are, why do we just have two parties? Why do we just have two choices? I've been wrestling with the idea of third parties and fourth parties for decades now. I remember I wrote a cover story for The Progressive in 1989, do we need a third party? And it wasn't a third party between the Democratic Party and the Republicans Party, but I wanted one to the left of, where Bill Clinton was taking the Democratic Party. And I'm reminded of a comment that AOC mentioned the first time when Biden ran the first time and won, and she didn't like his politics. And she said, if we were in Europe, we'd be in totally different parties.
Yeah.
But the Democratic Party has a big tent about it. The Republican Party has a small tent right now.
Yes.
With but Trump's name all over it.
Right. With motivated.
Yeah. But they get their people out. Yeah.
Yes.
And they appeal to their people, and somehow that's worked. But, I do think there is this longing for kind of for getting along. There's and to get the harshness of the rhetoric on both sides to be turned down a little bit. I certainly know that just from talking to people, that there's a longing for that.
And I think that's part of Governor Evers' appeal. I have legit never heard him yell. And I've been in some private meetings with the governor where people had some pointed things to say about stuff. That's not his style. It's interesting, though, Matt, again and again and again, we'll see polling that will say that people will say, I want compromise. I want bipartisanship. I want the rhetoric turned down. And then when they go vote, they vote for just the opposite of that. And I also think, really hardcore cerulean royal blue district Democrats are oftentimes throwing a lot of bombs themselves, at centrist type Democrats like the governor. I think you're seeing that in this biennial budget. And it's simply in denial of the coalition that has to be built for Democrats to win. Hence my bigger picture question about, do we really have a two-party problem or a democracy system problem? And again, I'm really excited to talk to a Republican representative later this week about term limits, which I do think are one of the system reforms. Why shouldn't it be two terms and out for our governor by law? Then we're not having these discussions. Democrats and Republicans or any other parties are playing by the same set of rules. I think term limits are good for the system, and that might be a really good bipartisan place to start. Let's go back to the text lines. Lots of folks have opinions here. Love it. Larry from Deerfield says this: I appreciate the desire for someone like Andy Beshear to be our next governor. However, in all fairness, the Kentucky GOP gives him little. Wisconsin is a different kettle of fish. Bottom line, you still need a Dem legislature to make the big changes that are necessary in Wisconsin. Matt's partially right about Biden now that he's not getting in his own way. His recent speeches have been spot on, hardly a mentally diminished guy. What I saw in President Biden was the fatigue of the campaign, the stress of the office, and overly handled, right? Overly manicured, overly massaged. And I think you see that a lot with Democratic candidates. I think you saw it with Kamala Harris. We're going to take a few of our last texts on the other side. And then Matt and I are going to turn to the flooding that is occurring in Texas. And I want to ask each and every one of you this question. How much would you pay to save your family's life from an emergency flood? And do we do enough to avert these sorts of catastrophes and human tragedies in this country, in this state, and in your localities? We continue this discussion on the other side. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.